This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That ball's drilled high and deep to left field. Yiner Diaz gives the Astros a 3-2 lead in the ninth.
Ooh, I like it when that bartender's up late. Little Yiner bomb to finish things off.
Called third strike. He comes back and gets the save tonight. Brian Abreu coming off a big workload on Tuesday night. Saves the game on a Wednesday, and the Astros get a much-needed win with Yiner Diaz hitting the home run in the ninth. And Abreu picking up a big save.
Yeah, I would say the three stars of the game, they do this in the NHL, at least they used to when I was a Hartford Whalers season ticket holder back in the day. NHL fans, do they still do this? They have the three stars of the game, and they announce them after, and they each take a little circle around, like, the number three star of the game, and he comes out and tips his helmet. The three stars of the game last night, I would say, Seth, were the number three star, Brian Abreu with the save, the number two star, Yiner Diaz with the game-winning home run. And I would say the number one star, Jason Alexander, with another outstanding start for the Houston Astros, whose pitching staff is dwindling by the week.
Yes. I mean, everybody protect Jason Alexander's elbow. You see him out in public?
Yes.
You see him at the grocery store and he's reaching for a gallon of milk?
You
say, hey, maybe Jason, maybe try a half gallon, you know? let's just take it easier.
Or grab the gallon for him, put it in the cart.
Yeah.
And follow him throughout the store to grab any other heavy things that he's getting.
Why are any of our major league pitchers doing their own manual tasks?
Yes.
Not even labor, tasks around the home.
Wake up,
Houston.
Where
are we as a city?
Wake up, Houston. My God. That won't be creepy at all. Just if you see Jason Alexander anywhere out and about shopping, Home Depot, Target, the grocery store, the kolache factory, if he's buying a dozen kolaches for the locker room or whatever, you carry those kolaches out to his car, all right?
If you actually recognize Jason Alexander when you see him.
I know.
It's one of my least favorite things about baseball is like the random times where there's some guy, I'll see somebody in the grocery store and I'm like, I think that's the guy they signed like 3 weeks ago.
Well, especially this guy, especially Jason Alexander. Like, he looks as average dude as an average dude could look.
Right. You know? And baseball players usually in street clothes look a lot more like average guys too. So it's, there's always a, and then you realize you've been staring at him for 30 seconds and that they're aware that you're staring at him. And then it feels even weirder.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you definitely recognize that it's Jason Alexander, just go up and help him out.
Yeah.
And if it's not Jason Alexander, he'll just think that you're a good Samaritan.
Right. Either way, you're helping somebody out. So there's nothing to lose here. I guess the big decision, the two big decisions Joe Espada had last night, do I leave Jason Alexander out there for another inning after six innings? He did, and it worked. That worked out fine. Alexander only threw 89 pitches. You know, I don't know if there was any thought of him going back out for the eighth inning after that. Who knows? And then on the heels of not just Tuesday night, Seth, but the last week and a half or so with Brian Abreu is, mm-hmm. Do I try, like, last night would have been the perfect night to try something different in the ninth inning. Abreu threw 30 pitches and was horrible the night before.
I think that with Abreu, this is where I am with him. It's that obviously the I don't think it's just dumb random luck or chance. There's a psychological obstacle to being the closer as opposed to the setup guy. And you got to just, though, still recognize him as your best possible option and just go full force into it. Spada had a heart-to-heart with him. They were sitting by themselves at the end of the bench before the game or during batting practice, whenever it was. And, Spada told Abreu that he trusts him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's your best option at this point in the absence of Hader, is you just got to roll with him and he'll learn, take his lumps and learn some hard lessons along the way. But by the time you get the playoffs, he's psychologically hardened for it.
Yeah, I went back and forth with a lot of people on Twitter last night because I was espousing not using him last night. And most people took exception to it after he had already gotten the save. That was very brave of everybody to come at me after he got the save.
What a hero.
Very courageous of all of you on Twitter to come after me after he got the save. Those of you that wanted to engage in actual productive conversation about why it made sense to use Abreu, I thought made a lot of sense, which was his slider's been getting destroyed. He just got up there and just started throwing heat last night. Like, he was just throwing it by people last night. Here was Espada on using Abreu after using him for 30 pitches the night before.
If he wasn't able to go today, I would not have used him. But he felt good. I was only going to use him on a save opportunity, which it was. When Yanier Diaz hit that home run, I felt really good.
Okay. Look, the question's been answered. Like, for anybody who had any question after Abreu's bad outing on Tuesday, the latest in a series of bad outings that he's had, if there's going to be any change, there ain't going to be any change. Like, this Hader thing has forced you into break glass in case of emergency with Abreu, and you're just hanging on to that axe or fire extinguisher or whatever it is. Like, he's going to be pitching the ninth inning, and that's it. Like, that's
it. He's going to pitch in the ninth inning, and look, they're going to continue to send people out to the plate when there's runners in scoring position. Sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing. You can't just, like, punt on that inning and hope that you just... I guess what would the strategy be? Just like, you just got to go with it with Abreu. And hey, hopefully there's more good than bad. He's probably going to, if you go from now until the end of the playoffs, I'm guessing that he might have another bad performance or two as a closer. But when he's on, he's unhittable, and you're just going to go with it and roll with it. The strategy on offense, I think, would be like, hey guys, listen, we already see fewer pitches than just about anybody in the league. We're hitting for contact, all right. Just start swinging for the fences. I don't care if you strike out. Just start swinging for the fences.
Something.
God forbid we get runners on base, because then we're completely useless. I want nothing but guys out there with zero pressure and with a full green light to swing for the fences no matter what.
That's why Yiner hit the home run, man. That's why he hit the home run. There was nobody on base. Yeah,
except when he almost hit the home run, but it wasn't because there was somebody on
base.
That's
right.
That just turns into an RBI double. If there was nobody on base, he would have, it 100% would have gone 6 inches to the left and missed that little nook there in right field.
These runners are a big distraction, man. I guess the thing where I, you point this out, Seth, I'm very up and down. I'm hot and cold on Abreu. And look, I know he's got a ton of talent. Like, I know he's been very good for this team, no question about it. I guess the saving grace would be, if we're going to be of that school of thought, like, hey, the ninth inning is really different from the eighth inning, and you can really see that with Brian Abreu. The first seven times he came out as the closer after Hader went to the IL, he was good. Yeah, it wasn't like he got handed the ninth inning because Hader got hurt, and then he had those four bad outings in a row. Like, something was clicking for him for a while, for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then he just hit. That's what I mean. That's the optimist in me is going to say, okay, well, he just hit a rough patch, you know, or he had bad control of one pitch. Stay away from that pitch and use these pitches instead. And I think the other thing is, well, he's not Josh Hader. You know, he's not going to be as automatic as Hader is. That's just the fact of the matter right now with Abreu. So I am hopeful that what we saw last night was just a recalibration, kind of got a little more organized with what pitches he was going to use. And the fact that he did it against the exact same team that bludgeoned him the night before makes me feel good about where he's at mentally. Like, it's the exact same guy, and maybe not the exact same hitters, but the exact same laundry up there, same stadium, same everything else, where he had just gotten beat to a pulp 24 hours ago, that he came in and did what he did last night. I'm going to be optimistic about Brian Abreu.
Hey, Ben, put this in the big book of betterment of baseball ideas.
Ben, the other, no, that, that, yeah, that, yeah, one, right, that one right
it's
there.
It's the leather bound one.
Yep.
I think teams should be allowed to forfeit an inning when they're on offense. I think if you get to a point, think about how much faster it would help the games go along. Honestly, you should get to a, you get to a situation, you feel like, you know what? I think they might rest. I think they might sit the pitcher down after this inning anyway. And, we like it. We like our chances better if we got this, the next guy in the lineup on, as a leadoff of the next inning. Yes. Just forfeit the inning.
Hey, Ben. I don't know if this is on the back channel or if Seth can hear me right now, but on the big book of baseball betterment ideas, did they see at the bottom where it says by Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast? Can you, yeah, just take your pen?
Take,
can you just run it right through Sean Pendergast? Can you just cross it out?
That's like when people refuse to, on a bad movie, they'll take their names off the credits. They'll, there's some,
now
there's
I'm
some,
good.
They're actually like there's an actual names that they use for that when people are like, no, I don't want to be in the credits.
Redact me. Redact me. Big book of baseball.
That'd be fun. That's a whole extra level of strategy, and it speeds the game up, Sean.
It does speed the game up. Manfred likes that part. Oh, you're telling me we skip an entire, like the rest of a half inning? Yeah, it's going to shave 9 minutes and 14 seconds off the time of the game. Manfred's like, approved.
I said, with this Astros team, whichever of the many Astros players that are bad at hitting with runners in scoring position, I feel like there's got to be a couple that are so drastic that you're like, God. No, that's all right, man. We're gonna punt on this one.
Revolutionary.
We want this guy up. We want this guy up with a clean slate in the next inning.
Revolutionary. Hey, shifting gears a little bit. By the way, the Astros play today. It's a day game today at 2:00. They'll try to win this series against the Toronto Blue Jays. You and I talked yesterday, Seth, about this. I mean, it's turned into a blood war now between Cleveland and Baltimore on Sunday with this Baltimore celebration of Art Modell, the 30th anniversary of him bringing the team from Baltimore to, or from Cleveland to Baltimore. But they are so angry about this in Cleveland. It's incredible.
Okay, they're really angry about it in Cleveland. I have a hard time getting angry at Baltimore. It's not their fault that the NFL put Cleveland on the schedule for their first home game. So if you're going to sell it 30, it's not like they're celebrating the 31st year or something. Okay. 30 years. That's a nice solid decade.
Yes.
You know, right there, you're right between decades or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that, what the Ravens really need to do is to do a special tribute to Art Modell. It can't just be we're celebrating our 30th year here. It's got to be, this is the year that Art Modell brought football back to Baltimore.
That's what it's going to be.
I'm
predicting it's going to. Well, I've been reading a lot about this stuff and about this particular game. And what's kind of embedded, I think, in this is there is, and it's more in Baltimore, obviously, than in Cleveland. But there has been a concerted effort. I got to ask McClain about this. I've been reading about a big concerted effort to try to get Art Modell into the Hall of Fame. He is an owner that's not in the Hall of Fame. That if you don't live in Cleveland, you can come up with Cleveland people just hate him because he stole the team from this. I mean, stole his own team that he owned. He moved the team out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
But he was very influential throughout the history of the NFL. And so there's a big push to get him into the Hall of Fame, which is why I think this is going to be somewhat Modell-centric. I mean, his family is still around. They won a Super Bowl.
The Ravens won a Super Bowl when Modell was still the
very
owner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so it's like that's the extra salt in the wound too. Everything he couldn't do in Cleveland, he did in Baltimore.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. So I am very anxious to see how this is executed. They are so mad in Cleveland, right? Like, they take however mad you were, Texan fans, about the Oiler jerseys on the Titans a couple of years ago, and multiply it times 10. They are so angry about this up in Cleveland from what I've listened to and read. You know who's angry? This is how you know that they're angry in Cleveland, Seth. You know who's angry with me and you about our discussion on this yesterday, where you and I kind of gave Baltimore a pass, just like we did right now?
Yeah.
Take one guess as to a coworker of ours.
Figgy?
Figgy is angry with me and you about our...
He's not. Figgy doesn't get angry at me. Maybe you.
I didn't get angry at anybody, and he's all of a sudden he's angry. Payne and Pendergast.
Oh, no. Did you call him Buddy again?
I didn't call him Buddy. Good call, Ben. No, I didn't say, hey, Buddy, this is the topic. You know, we're just talking about.
Figgy's mad at me?
He's mad at us. No. He stopped me in the hallway yesterday after we got done talking about it.
And he gave you a serious talking
to? A serious talking to?
I know exactly what his face probably looked like, too.
Yeah.
Because he felt bad that he was angry. But he was angry.
Okay. His smile was only like halfway smiling, not all the way.
Yeah, he kind of like gave it like a half smile and probably looked down and was like, "Man,
that's pretty accurate,
like,
actually."
No, I know exactly. I think maybe he's been mad at me before.
Now that I'll find out.
I feel like I dialed up that image of him being angry a little too quickly.
Okay, yeah. Here's my question for Figgy: is he mad at Joe Flacco? Joe Flacco, former Raven, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Now the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Here was Joe Flacco asked yesterday.
Oh, no.
About this whole Baltimore celebration going on Sunday.
I think you can take it however you want. If you're from Cleveland, you can take it one way. And if you're from Baltimore, you can, you know, say it's not a big deal. It's just one of those things. Honestly, for me, it kind of makes it more exciting. You know, we get to go in there when they're throwing, when they're having some people back. And, you know, just more ex-players, more eyes on you. It'll make it more interesting.
Okay, that I get big respect for Joe Flacco because, first of all, like, that's probably an answer Cleveland didn't want to hear, that, hey, it makes it more interesting. Like, Cleveland wants to hear that Flacco is as hopping mad as they are.
Yeah.
But Flacco is 100% right. Like, this does give it some juice. I liked when the Titans decided to wear the Oiler uniforms because it took an otherwise kind of meaningless game for the Titans at the time and not meaningless for the Texans. They were still in the playoff hunt. But it added juice to a game that was, by and large, around the country, for sure, a juiceless game.
You know what Figgy and the rest of the Cleveland Browners are right now when it comes to Joe Flacco? It's as if Flacco has a new girlfriend, and the girlfriend wants to talk smack about one of his ex-girlfriends. And Flacco's like, well, I don't know. We don't need to go there. Oh, we don't have to, huh? Oh, she's so great. Oh, you just can't. Oh, you got to defend your ex-girlfriend, do ya? And Figgy's standing there with his hands on his hips, you know, with the palms facing forward, but like back on the back.
Like his wrist.
Oh, I didn't realize she was so special that you couldn't criticize your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Figgy's got the back of his wrist touching his kidneys right there. He's swinging his elbows.
Yeah. What's that called when you hold your hands like that?
I don't know. Let's call it the Figgy. It's the Figgy from now.
He's going to be so mad at you now.
Oh, I know.
He's
madder than he is already.
Mad at you.
He probably
He knows you direct the show. He knows that you guided me into saying anything that was bad about the Browns.
I'll find out. He's always
fandom.
I'm going to go talk to him. He's up here early usually. I'll find out who exactly he's mad at. You're probably right. It's probably me. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Thursday. Hey, speaking of old faces in new places. Cowboys kicking tires on a guy. Did we see this being the circle of life for this player when the Texans drafted him a decade ago? Cowboys kicking tires on a former Texan. We've got that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dana Pendergast with you. How about this, Seth?
What?
Saw a picture yesterday of an old friend hanging out at Cowboys practice because he was getting his tires kicked. Is what the article I'm looking at says. Jadeveon Clowney. J.D. Clowney at Cowboys practice. The Cowboys defense put up a strong second. I'm reading an article. Strong second half showing in their loss to the champion Philadelphia Eagles in week one. However, it wasn't enough to earn a victory, which is one of the reasons why the Cowboys brought in three-time Pro Bowl edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney for a visit on Wednesday. Clowney, first overall pick in 2014. Overlapped one season in Seattle with Brian Schottenheimer. So that's the connection. Schottenheimer was the OC in Seattle.
We didn't like Micah Parsons anyway. He was kind of weird. Who are you going to replace him with? Clowney.
But don't you know that? La, 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 la. No, I don't know. No, we're going to replace him with Clowney. They haven't signed him yet.
He would be a lot more affordable. It would make sense. Clowney, as we predicted long ago, Clowney seemed like a guy that was probably going to become a perpetual journeyman, like a high-paid journeyman who just didn't like doing training camp or a lot of that stuff, but is still a very good football player.
Yep.
And this year he's taken it up a notch and just not only skipping training camp altogether, but maybe even the first week or two of the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. I think it's a good strategy. I think that Clowney's one of those guys that doesn't quite fit the mold. He's just a unique player, but he just flat out, He busts stuff up either in the run game or just doesn't get a lot of sacks, but he gets pressure and he gets tackles for a loss. And I think that would be a smart, depending on what the contract is, if they're not getting a boatload, but a 1-year deal, that would be a really smart signing.
Yeah, I think so too. He's 32 years old now. Boy, what an interesting.
That's all?
He's 32.
Doesn't that sound young for as long as he's been around?
100%. Yeah. Well,
he was young when they drafted him.
He was 21 when he came into the league. His three Pro Bowls. What an interesting career arc, because the three Pro Bowls were his final three seasons with the Texans. He was injured his rookie year, played four games, needed microfracture surgery. That was the year that J.J. Watt almost won the MVP. Then he comes back in year two, and it's like, wow, they're going to have Watt and Clowney out there together. And then he only starts 9 games that year, plays in 13. That was the year they made the playoffs, but he was unavailable, and he's running around trying to handle some ticket issue before the game, before that Chiefs game. Remember that?
Well, it was, yeah, that was misreported.
It was
because he was inactive anyway, and he was just trying to go out. They made it look like he was leaving the, well, they made him inactive. They made it sound like he was leaving the stadium in a huff, but he was actually just taking tickets out to his family.
It was a ticket issue, yeah.
The
they said he looked, the sideline reporter before the game, he looked very frustrated leaving the building. Like,
I saw him. That was one instance where I actually got to break news. Because I saw him in the hallway, and he told me, he was like, I was going out to give some tickets.
Oh, he
so
told
I,
you
I
that.
I was able to credit him as my source.
Oh, that's great. How did it feel to break news?
It's stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I actually ended up, what I usually do is if I have any news to break at all, I give it to, I had tweeted it, and I'm like, I'm going to screw this up somehow. And I've got long stories about when I've screwed up breaking news. So I gave it to somebody else.
You
did? With the sources. Yeah.
Okay, that's smart. Then he makes the three Pro Bowls after that. So he has the star-crossed first 2 years, and then he makes the Pro Bowl 2016, 2017, and 2018. My biggest thing in looking back at Clowney's career as a Texan is that he and J.J. Watt only played together healthy full seasons once, and it was Clowney's last year here in 2018. And even Clowney then missed a game, but I'm like nearly full season. You know, they were both healthy in the playoffs or whatever. Because that was the big thing. The Texans needed a quarterback post Matt Schaub in 2014. So it's like, boy, you know, is it going to be Bortles or Bridgewater or Manziel? I mean, it's funny to throw. Those are the names that were getting thrown around back then. Are they going to take a quarterback? No, Clowney's this generational player. And boy, can you imagine when you get Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt on the same field together. And that was before we knew that Clowney was a guy who was going to be very disruptive, but not a great finisher. Like, he still has yet to get a double-digit sack season. Like, that's never come through. He's got 9 a couple of times. Got 9.5 once even in 2017. But it only ever happened in 5 seasons when the two guys were both on the roster for the Texans. They only played a full season together one time.
The whole thing about Clowney is that, you know, if he had been a mid-first-round pick, it would have been a great mid-first round pick. It was the stress or the pressure or the expectations of being number one overall that I feel like he was labeled a bust, and people were so eager to label him a bust when he's always been a really effective football player. He's just unique, and it's almost like when there's a really cool house but that's a weird house, the value isn't as high. So like you have some house on the market in a residential neighborhood, but it's like a badass house with like it's got 3 swimming pools in the back and a water slide. You're not going to get the value from that house because only so many people want all of this stuff or whatever. It's got a basketball court in it or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what Clowney was. He was kind of fun, but kind of unique, and he didn't quite check off all the boxes for premier generational pass rusher, but he shows up in the run game. Yeah. He played well last year for the Panthers, played well for the Ravens the year before. It's annoying because every single year you see these reports where they're like, this might be the best Clowney has played in a long time. And you look at it like, no, he's playing the exact same way he's been playing for the last 8 years.
Okay. I think I was going to ask you this, and I think you can do this based on the fact that you just named two. He's played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's played for 6 teams. Do you have it in front of you right now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I thought about lying and trying to impress you, but I can't do it.
Yeah. I was going to have you try to.
Or you're going
to
ask all the teams that
he played
for.
All 6 teams he played for, yeah.
I would have missed Tennessee, I think, is the one I would have missed.
I might have missed
100%,
that one, too.
100%, I would have missed Tennessee.
COVID year, only played 8 games.
Yep.
He didn't have a single, sack in 8
games.
There's
not a chance in hell I would have gotten that one.
That's a very forgettable year.
He went from Houston to Seattle to Tennessee, 2 years in Cleveland, where remember he kind of quit on the team at the end of that year.
Yeah.
Because he was upset. Clowney was upset that Myles Garrett was getting preferential usage.
They let Miles Garrett move around to find the weak spot.
They were letting Miles Garrett move around to try to find the best matchup.
He needs
and Clowney felt like
Clowney he has to sign like with the Cowboys. I wish he signed with the Cowboys while Micah was still there, so he could pull that crap again. Like, hey, they're letting Micah move all over the place. Like,
Didn't Clowney? It was at the end of the Browns, like yet another lost Brown season. But he just like left the facility at the end of the day or something.
It was 2022. It was the first Deshaun season there. It was the season where Deshaun was suspended for the first 11 games and then came back at the end of the year. So that was not a fun year.
he's had 9 tackles for a loss last year, 9 tackles for a loss the year before. 5.5 sacks last year, 9.5 sacks the year before. Yeah. He's doing what he does. He shows up behind the line of scrimmage. He's not great at closing the deal on sacks. He's never mastered the ability at the top of his pass rush to really disconnect and make the play, but he's still getting pressure on the quarterback.
And we're not sure if he's ever really worked on it. like Will Anderson, talks all the time about, that's what I'm working on doing, you know, is finishing. Right. Yeah.
Will Anderson going into his second season was really trying to clean up the stuff that Clowney's been doing for the last 12 years.
Yeah. Yes, and will continue to do for the Dallas Cowboys, possibly. We'll see. But man, what an interesting career.
I remember the first time I got really worried about Clowney wasn't when, remember that he was at a casino or something the night before a Texans game, but yeah, it was when he was inactive and people made a big deal out of that. I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about when he bought a vape shop in his hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that it was a vape shop or anything else like that. I was like, Clowney, you don't need multiple business interests off the field, man.
Okay.
You don't need this at all.
There were two other things with Clowney.
Swearinger incident.
I was literally worried about him with the Swearinger thing where Swearinger's dog bit him, because I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, that sounds like it hurts.
It was Swearinger's dog that bit Clowney,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But then when we were impressed with it, that it turned out that Swearinger's dog's shots were up to date. We were like, oh, I wouldn't have expected that.
That was a big under. That was plus 5,000 that Swearinger's dog shots would be up to date. Big underdog. Well, the other thing with Clowney too, Seth, remember it was a game he was inactive for, and he was liking stuff on Instagram during the game.
Was it pictures of women?
I think it might have been.
He's a defensive lineman. What do you need? You need him on the headset, you know, to keep O'Brien straight.
Do you even want him on the headset? You don't want him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, what do you want him to do other than just hanging out and liking pictures of women on Instagram?
I got to look this up. Clowney liking Instagram photos. Is there an article?
Okay, he was up in the suite that they give to injured players if they want to watch the game from up there.
This is on this is on Barstool. The date is November 3rd, 2014. So this is his rookie year. He just got done having microfracture surgery.
Yeah.
And it says, and the article on Barstool says, the very first sentence, is this something people give a bleep about? The Clowney was on his phone during a football game. Awful look is such a reach to describe someone double tapping their phone during a 3+ hour football game. It's insane. Football games live and sober can be pretty boring, I imagine. Yeah. And seeing it as it's 2014, every single human has a natural tick wherever they're bored. So they're totally taken up for Clowney here.
What was he actually clicking on?
Not a well-written article, because this is the first paragraph here. He was checking out pics of Ms. Alex J rather than watching film while doing.
Instead of watching film.
The image, the ones he was clicking on is image no longer available. So who knows? This person might not be on Instagram anymore. 10 years
so,
ago.
So to answer that guy's question in the first paragraph, is this something people care about? I don't know in particular. Certainly is nothing that two sports radio hosts would remember more than a decade later.
I mean, I don't really care that he did that, but I brought it up unprompted in this Clowney segment
he's so lovably goofy.
Yeah.
I wish so much that he had been a 25th overall pick, because everything would have been different. There wouldn't have been all the consternation. The funny thing about that is the real issue there was he had the microfracture surgery, and that's what people were worried about, because so often you hear about microfracture as a last ditch effort to salvage some guy's career or something.
Yeah.
And by and large, his knees have held up.
Yes.
You know, he's here you are a decade later and he's still playing in the NFL or about to play in the NFL again.
Okay. I like this article on Bleacher Report about it a little bit better. Same date, November 3rd, 2014. Yeah. Jadeveon Clowney sidelined with the thirst.
You know what? One of my old coaches, defensive line coach, he went off on one of our players once. I won't say who it is because he's still got a really good position in sports. But he was hilarious as a defensive line coach. But we had this one player, teammate of mine, who wasn't the most aggressive guy in the world. He wasn't wired the same way a lot of defensive linemen tend to be wired. And he just one day – Oh, I almost said his name. His coach flipped out on the guy, and he was like, you know, when we were recruiting in college, recruiting defensive linemen, we said we wanted guys who are either into fighting or fornicating. Well, which the hell one are you into? He used a different word than fornicating.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
Began with the same letter.
You want guys that are either into fighting, fornicating, or both. Who the hell are you?
Oh, my God. What a great speech.
Kind of in line with, remember when Deion Sanders said that when he's recruiting offensive linemen, he wants guys from nice, stable home lives. But for defensive linemen, you want a kid that's been through some crap.
Yeah. Like, big coincidence, Warren Sapp is his defensive line coach.
It is. It's one of the more things that's concerned me over the course of the last decade, though, is it does seem there's more well-adjusted defensive linemen in the NFL now.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
It is.
Just starting with J.J. I blame J.J.
I was just going to blame J.J.
Here we are with Will Anderson. It looks like he comes from one of the best home lives ever, other than the fact that his older sisters abused him.
Tortured him,
years. That was his adversity he faced.
Right.
That's probably the best blend.
Yeah.
He had a nice, stable home life. His parents just seemed very happily married and everything. And, and yet he had four older sisters who really did some messed up stuff.
They were locking him
in closets. And
thinking of these newfangled defensive linemen. Are you into fighting or fornicated? I'm into family. The other F. Yeah.
I think we skipped right past the consent part, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that all depends. All right.
I'm into tender relationships.
Yes. All right. I have a possible Take-A-Mania preview. We do Take-A-Mania at 9 o'clock on Fridays, the bad takes of the week.
Wait, real quick, Sean. I have to tell this story because I wanted to tell it first. Okay. I'll tell it when we come back.
Yeah, tell it when we come back. We're way over. Yeah. So Take-A-Mania preview, Seth's story. That's when we come back. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we do Take a Mania every Friday at 9 o'clock.
Ooh, that's going to be a big one.
It should be a big one. Should be a good one. We still have Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp as the champions. Their take on very hefty 460-pound defensive tackle Desmond Watson from a few weeks ago is still standing up as the champion as we speak.
I got to tell the story real quick.
Okay, before we get to Take a Mania.
You had mentioned, before we get to this preview of Take a Mania, because I had said, you and I were kind of joking about, sometimes saying things to kids these days or 20-somethings, that when you say things to the Zoomers, you realize like, oh, these guys have been through a lot more HR training than we have and sensitivity training and everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I speak to young writers in the sports, I like to really try to give them the full NFL experience. And so I was talking to, it was Ben Solak. So Ben Solak was out at training camp and, he just got a job with ESPN and he was with the Ringer before, but now he's with ESPN. But I've always I've got a love-hate relationship with some of his work. I think he's a really bright kid and everything, but he's just kind of a nerdy little guy in a good way. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to give him the full, he's talking to a grizzly old school NFL guy. So I asked him about working at ESPN and everything, and I told him that I was like, hey, man, I really like your work, but listen, man, don't let the suits turn you into a. And then I said the C word. That's always the big test with the younger generation.
Oh boy, is this the first time you'd ever met him?
Yeah, and of course, I could see. He almost visibly recoiled a little bit. People still use that word? And I'm like, yeah. He didn't say that. and I don't think he recovered from it. I was just kind of like, yeah. And then I grumbled about a few more things. I was like, good luck to you, son.
Oh, yeah. Man. This is where I get interested now is I wonder what he's told people about you when if your name has come up or if it does come up during future conversations. The five or ten minutes you spent talking to him is his entire that's his entire impression of you.
Well, the other part though too is that I realize I'm not like this, but a lot of people I don't really bash ESPN that much because I still use them for a lot of really, really good content. They have good stuff. But I think sometimes when people are working for ESPN, they're almost waiting, somebody's bashing their employer or something and they got to be careful about it. And he's a new employee.
Yeah.
So I think it might have been that a little bit too. I wasn't talking about ESPN specifically. I was basically just saying in sports media, there is a lot of people in executive positions who don't know what the hell they're talking about. Genuine morons.
Oh, yeah.
Incredibly stupid.
Yep.
So it was more of a cautionary tale about working for a big corporation in general.
He's got a pretty good gig, man. If he's traveling around to training camps and just chatting with people and writing articles, that's got to be – I don't know what he makes, but that's got to be fun if you're a football guy.
Also, we got confirmation of – I always tell people, hey, when I get something that's breaking news, I really – don't like to break it myself because I'm not trained as a reporter. And there still are a lot of good journalists out there that, try to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trained as one of those guys. So we got confirmation that, when I saw Clowney in the hallway after there was a false report that he had stormed out of the building, I saw Clowney in the hallway. And the person I fed that to just texted us. He was listening and he said, yep, I remember.
He broke the news.
I was trying to find a second source and I said, Clowney is the source.
Yeah, Clowney told me. He counts as two. Yeah. Clowney counts as two. All right, Take a Mania preview. We do Take a Mania every Friday at 9 a.m., the bad takes of the week, trying to take down the champ. I do like to bring some of these on here. Now, look, I don't know if this is a bad take. It is a take that got a lot of people upset. One of the big things people are upset now, Seth, with is that they've got to pay a lot of money for streaming services to watch the games they want to watch. Yeah. We see this all the time with the NFL. Now there's Amazon, there's Netflix, there's YouTube for that. And now that was a free one on YouTube, but YouTube's going to be in the mix here moving forward. And then all the regulars like CBS, ESPN, NBC, and so forth. You got to have multiple services to watch NFL games. Similarly, to watch a lot of NBA games, you need to have cable. There's very few that are on just, regular TV. You need a regional sports network. Adam Silver was asked about this yesterday, and this was his take of, hey, look, for those of you that can't watch these full games, you've got this at least.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport, you know, so, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there, YouTube, by another example, that people, that is advertising based, that consumers can consume.
You got the appetizers. Oh. Why do you want the entree? You get all the appetizers you can eat for free.
Such a boy. Don't worry. We take care of the peasants. I haven't forgotten about the peasants. We throw them bread every Christmas Eve. We give them a meal so that they might survive another couple weeks before they starve to death. Yes,
so is
yes.
that a, is...
I am a benevolent ruler, you see.
Yeah, that's it. You got bread and water. What do you want?
You guys, I mean, they can watch me on television, right. For instance, doing this press conference on YouTube. It's there's plenty. There's plenty for the downtrodden out there.
Now,
yes.
he's not inaccurate. I mean, and the NBA has become very much, probably more than any other sport, a highlight sport.
Yeah.
Probably more than any other. I would say it's one that people are watching because it's very social media friendly. Of all the sports, you know, you get the dunks and the big shots and everything else. So I don't think it's an inaccurate take, but for the commissioner to espouse that take is a little strange.
Because the commissioner is espousing it, he's painting as a positive something that is actually one of the issues with the actual sport, is that it's become a highlight sport.
Yeah.
Like, when people talk about it being a highlight sport, it's more that, oh, wow, people, these younger kids don't even really seem to care about watching the games all that much. So that's the part that it feels hypocritical, is that I don't think there's a chance in hell that he's actually cool with people not watching the games. That, no, we're fine with that. Like, that's not how you get young people hooked on the sport for life, I don't think.
Right.
He was trying to
give an acceptable answer to people that either refuse to pay or can't afford to pay for all the streaming services.
It's honestly, man, we opened up Pandora's box in such an extreme way back when we were wanting a la carte and yeah. all of that. What people don't want to recognize, and this is another reason I don't pile on ESPN, because a lot of people criticizing ESPN right now as they have to make cuts and everything are the very people who are contributing to ESPN having to make these cuts. Because, like, okay, we as sports fans were getting a free ride from grandmas who only wanted to watch Lifetime or whatever for a long, long time.
Yeah.
They were paying for our basic ESPN cable subscriptions.
That's right.
Like, by a lot of people that had no interest in our sports content were paying for our free ride. So now that we have to pay our own way, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't, I didn't necessarily realize these were going to be the consequences.
Have you gotten, with any of the services you subscribe to,
yeah,
have you gotten agitated about a price point to where you just went and canceled it because it was too much?
It's not. I mean, for me, it's more, you know, I'm constantly trying to be more, you know, thoughtful about where I spend my money.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so it's more of a, like, I was the opposite of penny wise and pound foolish, I feel like. I've always been, like, good with bigger things, but, like, some of the small things have accumulated up to the point where I'm like, what the hell am I doing in my life?
Yeah.
Like, why am I spending this much? Like, honestly, I think to myself, like, I could be giving that money to charity as opposed to $19.95 for something I use twice a year because I signed up to watch a baseball game and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So I get agitated with myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not the price point per se, but it's that, yeah, I sign up for Apple TV for the specific reason to watch a baseball game. I forget to cancel it, and then 4 months later, I'm like, oh, yeah, I could have given that money to my nephew for his birthday or something. It bothers me. Yeah.
I get that.
I feel I don't like being duped into it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I know it's my own fault. I know I should be more responsible, and yet I feel I'm being duped into buying a service that I'm not going
to
be using.
I know. I get what you're saying. I'm thinking more like the ones that I actually purposefully subscribe to. Like, Netflix has gone up a bunch since you first started. But I think about Netflix, and I hope the good people at Netflix don't hear me and affect my account. Like, they could keep going, and I'd still pay for Netflix because I use it all the time. Like, it's that to me. Yeah. Is very cheap for the amount that I watch it and use it, you know?
This is where I am. I actually did this the other day. I was kind of on a walk. I was kind of trying to put a hierarchy on my streaming services or subscriptions.
Yeah.
And when it comes to streaming services slash publications that I buy, by far the best bang for the buck for me personally is The Athletic.
100%.
Like, by a long shot.
1,000%, yes.
You know, when Chandler Rome was, you know, criticizing radio hosts for not going to press conferences, my thought was, I pay you $8 a month to go to press conferences.
Damn right.
I got I got three sports to cover here, my friend.
Get to step in, Channy Poo. Yeah. Let's go.
It's scribbling there, you little, like, I, because I'm on The Athletic every day, and it's $8 a month. I think that Netflix, I watch a lot of Netflix, but it varies, you know, depending on whatever. So I think I get the bang for the buck out of that. The Houston Chronicle I use every single day, and yet I'm doing that thing that I'm doing for the rest of the publication, what my grandma used to do for ESPN.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not consuming much in the Chronicle other than
sports,
the biggest headline news, but then mostly sports stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
me.
Like, the price point isn't like, The Athletic by far for me is the best bang for the buck.
You and I are on the same page on that. I think The Athletic is excellent. I think it's excellent. It's excellent.
And then Amazon Prime, I get my money. Like, I pay for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That pays for itself very, very
And you got
quickly.
All kinds of services that come with that, too.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Let's circle back to the Texans. Let's take inventory on this injury situation. D'Amico Ryans talked about who the regulator is on defense for the Texans. Who is the regulator on offense for this team, though? We will hear from the Texans head coach coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.